A US congressional committee is examining whether former American football players develop dementia at a rate five times greater than the general population. The House Justice Committee chairman wants to see the NFL's medical records on players' head injuries. Researchers have found a link between repetitive concussions and memory loss, depression, and eventually full-blown dementia. From Washington, John Shovelin reports.
The result of early research is telling. A very recent University of Michigan study found a dementia-related diagnosis for retired NFL footballers over 50 years of age was five times the average in the general population.
The National Football League has largely sought to discredit these reports.
Autopsies of NFL players have found chronic traumatic encephalopathy, brain disease caused by repetitive trauma from football. The chair of the House committee, John Conyers, said it has become an issue of life and death, not just for professional gridiron players, but for college and high school footballers.
We remember Mike Webster, a 50-year-old nine-time Pro Bowl center for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who died, regrettably, a penniless recluse sleeping on the floor of a Pittsburgh train station. Andre Waters, a 44-year-old former safety with the Philadelphia Eagles, who suffered from chronic pain and depression and later shot himself in the mouth.
Just over 2 months ago, Lou Kriegmuir, a 10-year veteran of the Detroit Lions, died from dementia-related illnesses. His wife said he recalled being concussed 16 or 17 times in his career. Gay Culverhouse, the former president of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, told the committee players won't tell team doctors because they fear they'll lose their position.
They are a disposable commodity. There is a draft coming up every April, and these players fight to hold on to their jobs.
She says even team doctors have a vested interest, and independent neurologists are needed at each game. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell wouldn't acknowledge a connection between head injuries on the football field and later brain diseases.
We must continue to learn from and base our decisions on science, but we cannot stand by while research continues. So we will continue to have a singular focus on player safety and do all we can through equipment rules, education, and medical care to make the game as safe as possible.
The NFL's response angered some committee members who threatened to remove its special tax status.
I think that you are $8 billion organization who have not taken seriously your responsibility to the players.
Dementia among retired NFL players is such a serious problem. Former players now receive assistance from the league through the 88 plan, the jersey number of a famous Colts player, John Mackey, who now suffers severe dementia. John Shovelin, Washington.